Now, there's a barber that I work with inside of the EM program whose haircuts, honestly, were not coming out solid whatsoever. And of course, we wanted to improve them. I've said this before, inside of the EM program, we focus on growing the business, not working on how to cut hair better. But this is the problem at hand, and you know, we had to deal with it. Now, this was kind of a pain in the ass because the barber really wasn't seeing any improvement based on any feedback he was getting. But to me, the problem was very obvious. The dude was just sloppy as hell with his guidelines. And sometimes, look, we can all be a little bit too prideful about what we do. So to get him to be a little bit more open-minded about this, I just told him to record himself cutting hair. One haircut. Not recording the actual haircut, but recording himself cutting hair. And just come back and tell me what he saw. Here's what he told me. It looked like a chaotic mess. Hands are flying everywhere. Clippers going crazy. But at least he understood what I was trying to tell him this whole time by him needing more hand discipline. And after that, his cuts were literally night and day. Now look, it's very easy for us to give feedback to others because we're watching them. But it's hard to take feedback when we're not able to observe our own self. I mean, think of like Tom Brady or really any high-performing athlete. They watch an ungodly amount of game film, hours upon hours, simply trying to improve one thing. And that's a great mental model to have. And I think this principle can be applied to almost anything in life. Just think like an athlete. Get proper feedback loops so you can improve. Now, as most of you know, one of our clients is Jay Faded. And when he first started working with us, he was making about $6,000 per month. He was charging about $60, but overall, he was having trouble trying to scale beyond that point. In his mind, he thought in order to grow, he needed to get better with his shear work and styling because, well, he wanted to be able to cut any and every single client that sat in his chair. I just told him straight up, that was the worst mistake he could ever make. And better yet, that's the reason why he's not even scaling the business at this point in time. So instead, we focused on a specialized clientele, a very specific problem. And in 8 months, we took his business from charging $60 a cut to $200 a cut and topping out $29,000 per month in income. Here's a great point. If you're a barber for everyone, you're a barber for no one. Because you can be great at anything you want to in life, but you can only choose one or two things to be great at. Mastery and specialized skills always get paid more. And I'm already knowing there's gonna be like this old head OG motherfucker in the comments somewhere talking about this shit's wrong or this shit's bullshit. Don't listen to this crap. But I don't see any of them charging $200 or making $29,000 a month inside of their business. And look, when you focus on one thing, you become the best at doing that one thing better than everyone else. And that cannot be achieved by being a barber for everyone. And look, we've not only been able to do this with Joel's business, but a plethora of other barbers, not only in the United States, Canada, and Australia as well too. So I do not want to hear that this shit doesn't work. Of course, if you do want to work with us, you can apply through the link down below. Now, we had another client inside of the Elevated Mentorship program who was getting great traction on Instagram, yet wasn't getting new fucking clients. And he really didn't know what the hell was going on. So I grabbed a few of his tracking sheets, kind of looked over things, and the problem became very obvious to me. His haircuts were straight up fucking sloppy. And when I asked him, he straight up told me his mindset this whole time was like, yeah, I'm just doing good enough haircuts, but they're not perfected. So this is what we did for him. I told him, I don't care how long it takes you to cut one client. The client does not leave that chair until the haircut is perfected. A few weeks after that, we checked in. He had his best month ever, getting 34 new clients in a single month, all because he stopped doing just good enough haircuts. Because just doing those cuts good enough won't get you to scale the business. You can get booked out doing good enough haircuts, but having sloppy details or bad overall work will not get you to grow or make more month after month.